Hi. So I'm going to do the tarot card part of the reading separately because my internet went out as I was doing it. And I thought, you know what? I'll just do it separately. And I apologize for any inconvenience. And so I pulled some cards from one of my favorite decks, which is the Mythical Goddess Tarot. And this is really not about predicting what the season will be like. Like most of my work, my intention is to give you information, transmissions, storytelling that actually gives you some information, the bigger picture, but also how do we work with this so that we can take everything that occurs in our life and work with it as part of our healing process to bring everything to healing. And so the intention of this tarot card reading, it will be brief, is, you know, some additional information, some additional energy to support you in healing through this next season. So it begins with the question I had when I drew the first card was, what is the energy that people are coming into this season with that is shifting? And I got Three of Wind, which is isolation. A crow lies in pain in the barren desert, watching her loved ones from afar in the grief and anguish of her perceived isolation. With only one eye open, this crow sees with a skewed perspective, perceiving herself to be isolated and unsupported. Crow is here to teach you that grief and sorrow from separation and loss often bring the illusion of isolation. You are being forced to release the past for your highest good. Seek help from the unseen realms where you are eternally loved and supported so that you may know your oneness with all of life and heal in the arms of spirit. And I think that really is a lot about that Saturn and Pluto conjunct the South Node, that we're releasing this misperception that we are alone and that we are on this planet that we have a lot of ideas about what's happening around us and we feel like, where is community and where is spirit? And in any case, I don't need to interpret this for you. It's pretty obvious. The next card is the Child of Wind. And this card is about what is the energy that is coming in to support you through the season? What is thing to be aware of, to be open to, and to let in? And this is, and again, I don't choose these. I don't go through and look and see what would work. It's all done by spirit. I don't see the cards before I pick them, in other words. This free-spirited child of wind is pure consciousness filled with wonder of life as she flies on her dragonfly without judgment or agenda. She's open to all possibilities aloft in the present moment of eternity. The wind child is here to help you come free of any perspective of limitation. She will help you release your opinions, your agendas, and past memories, and open your mind to the unlimited possibilities all around you. She brings the purity of consciousness that is your birthright so that you may see a perspective that is free and open to all opportunity. I love that because it does seem as if there really is this very strong message from spirit to focus on what's possible so that you can work with the energies, particularly as in December when Saturn moves in, when Jupiter moves into Capricorn and there's so much Earth to support us, so that you can really fly and soar and sprout and grow. And when we focus on what the possibilities are instead of where things are closed off, there's plenty of places where things are closed off and imploding and a lot of need for grief and releasing grief and emotion. But at the same time, we really want to energize that curiosity around where is the possibility for me and how can I grow into that? And what would that look like? So I love that card. The next card that was in the same question of energy available to you this season to focus on and to kind of meditate with is Two of Seas, which is love. Venus in Cancer. And Cancer is where the moon is going to be at the time of the equinox, as you remember. So we are really, and the North Node's in Cancer, which is we're pointing, you know, our guides and spirit is pointing in the direction of follow the love, open more to love. Two dolphins play and dance in the water of love, representing intimate relationship on all levels. Two waterfalls flow into one, just as individuals forms the strong base of a true union. Merging into oneness comes as the isolated ego is surrendered into the ocean of love. Love is who you are and all around you to experience. Open your heart fully to the relationships you deserve. That is with one another. That's that Libra, you know, about being in relationship with all of life, all of nature, all of the divine, all the parts of yourself, your friends, your loved ones, and those very intimate beloveds and family members. Then I picked two cards for what do people need to be aware of and cautious about. And what I picked was the card of Eight of Seas, which is depletion, and Ten of Seas, which is purity. And what those cards are really about is be aware of when you're depleted to get rest and that you may be depleted and really needing to rest. And the Ten of Seas is about that there may be some emotions that need to release for you to come into, I'm actually going to read that one. Ten of Seas. The sea goddess lives in the essence of purity. Her beauty reflects the radiance of her pure heart, embodying the divine principle that what is on the inside is on the outside, and what is above is below. Through this principle, you are shown that the purity of your heart lights your path. All that is felt and experienced is the accurate mirror of what is harbored in the heart. She reminds you to let your feelings and experience be of the highest quality of love, that your life may shine back to you the purity of who you are and thereby know your own divinity. But I actually felt a very strong resonance with that also of that in order to be in that place of that pure heart, sometimes we need to release what's the emotions that are being felt that need to be felt like a river that needs to flow so that that pure heart can shine. And then the final card was, what is like the highest potential of the season? And what is like the guiding light? And what I picked was Six of Fire, forgiveness. A shining priestess with a flaming heart and robe of roses holds her hands out to others of love in loving forgiveness. Her focus is turned inward, her passion for source radiating outward in blessing. She embodies the expansion of light offered from the heart to the world when all is forgiven and loved without limit. The priestess of forgiveness comes to you when it is time for you to examine your heart, to find where you have been withholding from yourself and others. Forgiveness is essential now to let the loving light of the goddess fill your heart. Let your ego and judgments of others go forever by opening to the absolution she represents. Let your world and your very DNA be transformed through the power of forgiveness. I think that's beautiful medicine for the season. Take care. Blessings to you all. I send my love to you. Bye.